Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, leaving Mackey Arena, this time following Purdue's 104. That is not me misspeaking. 104-68 win over number 17 Iowa here at Purdue. This is your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Chargers team Remaxability Plus. Once again, I'm here in my car driving home from Mackey Arena. The roads are a little bit slick, so I'm going to be very careful here, but obviously wanted to pass along a few thoughts and whatnot from Purdue's, again, 104-68 win over number 17 Iowa. You hear me chuckle when I say 104. It just, you know, Purdue has real offensive limitations. It has all season long. Has it been better at home offensively than it has been on the road? Of course it has. But not 104 points better. I mean, that's, you know, obviously this was a great, almost best case scenario offensive performance by Purdue. Also a reflection probably of the fact that Iowa, you know, is not exactly college basketball's gold standard for defense. But I think it came from a couple of things. One, Purdue really, really set a tone for this game on the offensive glass. In the first few minutes of this game, Purdue had like four or five offensive rebounds, led to a couple of threes for Eric Hunter. Nojel Eastern and Evan Boudreau really kind of led the charge there. That was a huge difference in the game, if not the singular difference in the game, because it got Purdue off to a great, overwhelming start, and that obviously led to the ultimate outcome, which was a overwhelming margin of victory for Purdue in a game it had to have. But pretty much everybody was good offensively. You know, Purdue typically makes shots at home much more so than it does on the road, and it made 19 threes, the last two of which came from Tommy Luce. So the bench being emptied obviously, you know, maybe distorted reality a little bit. But before that, Purdue really, really shot the basketball well, really executed offensively well, got good looks whenever it wanted it, which was a credit to Purdue's offensive execution, but also probably a bit of an indictment of Iowa's defensive tenacity, defensive attentiveness, defensive energy, defensive everything, because Purdue got whatever shots Purdue basically wanted. Travion Williams did a really nice job as a passer out of the post. I thought that Nojel Eastern did a great job as a ball mover. I think he finished with 6 assists or something like that. And I thought Eric Hunter, with the ball in his hands and a lot of ball screens, a lot of responsibility offensively, made great decisions all game long. Had a couple casual passes that were turned over, but other than that, he finished with 7 assists himself. He just seems like he's doing a really good job kind of commanding things offensively for Purdue, making good decisions, making good passes, just being a facilitator. I don't know if he's necessarily that true consummate point guard that, you know, every team in a perfect world would like to have, but in reality, so few teams actually do. But he's done a really good job the last couple games as a decision maker and a playmaker more than anything. But, you know, this is a game, too, where you just, you kind of look at who played well and you kind of go down the list, and pretty much everyone. I mean, everyone did something meaningful in this game. The only guy you look at maybe is like Isaiah Thompson, maybe didn't really impact the game all that much other than giving Purdue some solid minutes. But everybody else did something that just jumped off the page at you. You know, Matt Harms played really well. Travion Williams got Purdue off to a great start. Sasha Stefanovic made 5 threes. Eric Hunter, I talked about him. But Evan Boudreau and Jahad Proctor were really the two guys in this game, I thought, that really were the difference, if any one or two players were, because everybody was good. The two seniors really, really produced, really played well. They're really, really coming on for Purdue at the right time. You know, Boudreau, this has been a half dozen games at least now in a row where he's been very good. Jahad Proctor was great at Rutgers, made a huge shot at Northwestern, and then obviously was great again tonight. So Purdue's two non-traditional seniors really seem to be coming on at the right time here for Purdue. Obviously, consistency is Purdue's challenge overall now, but those guys seem to be playing well at the right time. I didn't mention Nojel Eastern, who really put forth a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year type of defensive effort against Joe Wieskamp, who nobody talks about because his teammate may be the National Player of the Year, but he's the Big Ten's fourth leading scorer and the best player in the Big Ten that nobody ever talks about. Purdue shut him down. Notably, Nojel Eastern shut him down. And that was a huge key to this game as well. But when you win by 1,000, obviously a lot of things went right, and a lot of things did go right for Purdue, who was, I mean, they're just an entirely different team at home, and that's sort of the challenge now. But some solace for Purdue's struggles this season, I thought, kind of came out tonight, because Iowa is basically the same team as Purdue in that sense, in that they haven't won a Big Ten road game over anybody but Northwestern, same as Purdue has. They're unbeaten at home, but they've struggled to get good wins on the road. This is a team with more quad one and quad two wins than just about anybody out there, but they haven't been able to beat anybody good on the road in the Big Ten, and that's where Purdue's challenge has lied as well, and that's where Purdue's challenge lies now. You know, I mentioned in our rap video earlier that, you know, Purdue on nights like this leaves no doubt, I'm sorry, that's my windshield wiper, leaves no doubt that they look like an NCAA tournament caliber team, but that doesn't get you anything if you don't have an NCAA tournament resume, and that's where Purdue's challenge here lies, is to find that balance between looking like an NCAA team and playing its way into being an NCAA tournament team. Obviously, it has to be done on the road. If Purdue can just bridge this gap somewhere between kicking the hell out of really good teams or pretty good teams at home and losing to almost everyone on the road, you know, Purdue can put itself in a pretty decent spot here. But Purdue, you know, has shown what it's capable of at home. It just hasn't been able to find that consistency. It hasn't been able to play anywhere near this level on the road. And that's that is once again where the challenge lies from here on out. If Purdue's going to play in the NCAA tournament, it needs to win a couple of road games from here on out. The challenge begins Saturday at Indiana. Obviously, never an easy place to play. I'm not anticipating a particularly aesthetically pleasing game between these two. But that's a winnable game for Purdue. Obviously, just because Purdue's had success in Bloomington doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't guarantee you anything. This is a team, obviously, that has real challenges on the road, playing against a team that's typically very good at home. And Purdue's going to have its work cut out. But then games like Ohio State, games like Iowa, games like who else is on the road? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Purdue's going to have to win a couple of these games, and Purdue's going to have to win all its home games. And that means Rutgers, that means Michigan, that means Ohio State, and that means Indiana. I would be confident in saying Purdue should win all four of those games. Can't take anything for granted, but the team you saw play in Mackey Arena tonight against Iowa was the same team you saw against Virginia, the same team you saw against Michigan State, the same team you saw against Wisconsin, a dominant, dominant team, you know, made into something more than the sum of its parts by its home environment and whatever confidence, whatever energy it draws from that group. This was obviously a dominant, dominant game for Purdue, and Purdue will hope for more like it in Mackey Arena and something remotely close to it from here on out on the road. If it doesn't get that, it's not going to play in the NCAA tournament, but on Wednesday night, it did everything it needed to do to at least keep in that conversation. This is a quad one win for Purdue. I think it now has four, depending on where Wisconsin is right now. It's been right on that 30 to 31 to 29 border. You have to be inside the top 30 to be a quad win when you've won quad one win when you've won that game at home. So that one's kind of waffling a little bit. Wisconsin just lost at Minnesota, so they probably drop below 30. So Purdue's quad one total is going to go from 4 to 3 or 3 to 4 back to 3 probably. But the important thing is Purdue got the one it needed tonight against Iowa and then needs to go out and get a whole bunch more. So that's what I got. Hey, we have full coverage from this game on our website right now, goldenblack.com. You want to check it out. We've got our full breakdown, post-game video, our analysis. There'll be more to come. Our review tomorrow of all the finer points of a game where there weren't a whole lot of finer points because it was a bludgeoning. So check that out as well. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it. This has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast following Purdue's 104. I'm not misspeaking. To 68 win over number 17 Iowa in Mackey Arena. So this has been brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. So I'm going to get my eyes back on the road here. Thanks, everybody, for listening so much. We'll talk to you again Saturday night from Bloomington or somewhere in the general vicinity of Bloomington after Purdue plays at Indiana. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.